and we try to limit as many mistakes as possible. And our goal always is to hopefully hold that team down to two scores or less. Obviously, you want to shut everybody out, but that doesn't happen a lot in 8-man or 11-man, really.
On the defensive side of things, what's Central Lake going to throw at you today?
They're three in the backfield, real athletic. Running backs, they have one who's probably a little bigger, very physical, and then they have another running back who's probably a little bit more of a slash back, but still good size, and quarterback that's very athletic. So, and as Coach Brown said, they're big up front. They have a lot of kids going both ways, so, you know, they're big up front on offense and defense. So, you know, they do a lot of things, but they also do a lot of things good. So it's really us just trying to break it down as simple as formation and try to limit their big plays. They kind of can do everything. If you're fortunate enough to shut down their tight formation games, they can spread you out and be effective also. So we got to do our best to be on top of each formation.
Now, I have to ask, what's it like to coach with your brother on the sideline?
it's not bad. You know, he's been here a long time. I've been here since, I think, 95. So he's actually, I hate to say this about him, but he's very good at letting coaches coach. I mean, he'll let you go far enough to basically get yourself in trouble in terms of making mistakes. He doesn't jump in, and it could be as simple as times over the years where I go ahead and onsides it, and he doesn't even know it, or fake punts, stuff like that. So he has confidence in the coaching staff, and we have a great relationship anyways. So we're best friends off and, you know, off the field too. So I don't really think it could get much better. We have a great relationship, and like I said, he's good at that with all of our coaches. So I hate to say a lot of good things about him, but go to his head.
Well, gentlemen, best of luck to you today. We'll have the champagne ready.
Thank you, Clark.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
That was head coach Bill Brown and defensive coordinator and special teams coach Dan Brown at the Deckerville Eagles. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll host our media roundtable with Paul P. Adams for the Here and Daily Tribune, Dave Hansen, and our director of sports information, Doug Cole, right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Everyone qualifies for big savings on brand new 2017 Buick models during the Buick Black Friday event now through November 30th at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Seawing. Take 20% off MSRP on a 2017 Buick Enclave Premium with Experience Buick Package. That's a whopping $10,530 saving, or save 17%. Off MSRP on any brand new 2017 Buick LaCrosse model in stock. Experience the new Buick at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Seawing. Call 989-883-2100. Not available with special finance lease and some other offers. Other restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. APSI Funeral Home of Deckerville has helped area families to connect and to honor and remember loved ones for almost four decades. Services include many opportunities for families to learn, share, and remember. They offer both free advanced planning guidance and 24/7 online grief support. Their website features a straightforward discussion of cremation and burial options and a frank look at bait and switch cremation price advertising. APSI Funeral Home of Deckerville proudly supports the entire community and wishes the Deckerville Eagles the best of luck in today's championship game. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Announcing Ram Truck Clearance Month at Moore Motors in Carroll.
Denny King here, and do I have some deals on the award-winning Ram this month. How about a 17 Laramie 1-ton crew cab with the Cummins diesel and the Eisen transmission? This workhorse has 385 horse and 900 foot-pounds of torque. We've got several 17 clearance half-ton crew cab 4x4 Rams starting at under $35,000. So give us a call, stop on in, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network and listen in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. It is now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on the WLW Sports Network, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today in the season finale, in the flash from the Herndon Daily Tribune, it's the super of the Northern Michigan Uper, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, and our director of sports information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, which is today, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. Through 11 broadcast weeks, it's on the line today for Paul P. Adams and Doug Cole, tied with four wins apiece.
Well, we had to come all the way up north to settle this thing.
Yeah.
I'm here to defend my title. Oh. But Doug's going to have the tee, so there's more pressure on Doug and Dave. Better luck next year, my friend. So good luck to you, Doug, and I can't wait to see what you say, because whatever you pick is probably going to play what I do.
Well, we'll see how this all goes. So how
we'll
it works.
See.
Each beat or representative picks a winner and a final score for today's feature game at the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since the score is Clark Ramsey 1, Dave Hansen 2, Doug Cole 4, and Paul P. Adams 4. On the tee first is our most recent winner from last week, Doug Cole.
All right. Well, it's kind of hard to predict this game. We don't know a lot about Central Lake, but we do know Deckerville, they play both sides of the ball. We've seen that, and I'm sure Central Lake does also. So with that, I have Deckerville winning 34-29,
a 5-point victory for the Deckerville Eagles, according to Doug Cole. Paul P. Adams, you're up next.
You know, I've been saying all week, this has the makings of a shootout, and this is going to come down to a few plays, whether on defense or special teams. That's going to be the difference. I think it's going to be a close enough game. Deckerville can go toe-to-toe. They're one of the few teams that can go toe-to-toe and match this team offensively. I think defensively is going to be the key. You thought I'd come up here all the way to pick against Deckerville, you're sadly mistaken. I'm not picking against the Eagles. I'm going to go with Deckerville 40, Central Lake 32.
So an 8-point victory for the Deckerville Eagles, according to Paul P. Adams, 40-32. So two gentlemen in with both picking Deckerville. Leaves the one and only, the true professional himself, Mr. PGA, Dave Hansen.
Wow, what a great venue we have here to call this game. Can't wait to see what Central Lake brings to the table. We know what Deckerville can bring to the table. Power running game, play action pass out of it, and defense is second to none. They have been as good a defense as anybody around. And for this game's sake, I am hoping Deckerville wins, but I'm jumping ship. Central Lake's going to steal one here at the Superior Dome. It's going to be another runner-up season for Deckerville.
Ooh. Dave.
I'm rooting for Deckerville, guys. You know that. But for the point of the game, I'm picking Central Lake. I got 38-36. It's going to be a great one for four quarters, and that's what I really hope to see the most, is a great ball game for four quarters.
So Dave Hansen doing his best Lee Corso impression there, taking Central Lake by 2 points, 38-36. So in the books, we have Doug Cole, Deckerville winning 34-29. Paul P. Adams, Deckerville winning 40-32. And the most hated man in Deckerville right now, Dave Hansen, Central Lake, 38-36.
We know we're rooting for Deckerville. Let's do it.
All right, let's take a look at the other area games going on across the state of Michigan today, and just pretty much for keeping track of the other divisions, which we formerly had teams in. Of course, this game, Division One of the eight-player state championship, that's the larger schools in eight-player football, Central Lake and Deckerville. We just heard our predictions there. In Division 2, after this game is done at 2 p.m., we have Crystal Falls Forest Park going against Portland St. Patrick, who just took out North Huron last week.
It should be a great game as well. Central, or Crystal Falls Forest Park has two losses on the